And it is the middle of March. Taxes are due in less than a month. I am sorry to remind you of that. But look, it's also a good time of year to get all of your finances in order, a kind of financial spring cleaning, if you will. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Her podcast is Better Off. And Jill, really, do you do this, a financial house cleaning every spring?
First of all, this combines like the two things I love to do. I'm a huge cleaner. Like I'm sitting here holding my Dyson in one hand. And I love like my financial life being neat and tidy. So it's a beautiful marriage of two things I love.
Yes, it is. So let's start with taxes. If it's a perfect world and we've all filed our returns, which I'm sure we have not, what is it that you can get rid of from last year? What should you keep and for how long?
This is actually one of the most common questions that I field during tax season, which is how long do I need to keep everything? Because there's different people who said 3 years, 6 years, 7 years. But, you know, the IRS actually has up to 7 years to audit your returns if they suspect you made a mistake. I really do recommend that you live and die by that 7-year number. I know. I hear you're groaning. And
a lot
you're
of
rolling.
Paper.
Yeah, a lot of paper. But you know what? A lot of tax preparers now actually have electronic copies that they will maintain for you. And so that's possible. I will say that all that supporting documentation that really does take up all the pain in the neck.
Like the receipts from the gas station or something.
Right, that you have to keep also. I'm so sorry.
Can you digitize that?
You could. I mean, obviously you could scan it, upload it, put it on a thumb drive, all those things. But this is the one area where, you know, if you are a pack rat, you probably will be well served in the tax area.
Well, I love to clean, just like you. But I, for some weird reason, I keep credit card statements for probably way too long. I keep utility bills for like 6-7 months before I get around to throwing them away. Am I being stupid?
I would never call you stupid. I would say that you can just fire up that shredder and get rid of it. Because, I mean, credit card bills are interesting because if you need some proof of purchase or maybe you made a charitable donation, you put it on your credit card, yes, keep that particular bill. But in general, unless you need that thing, that item, then just shred this bill after 45 days. And you know, again, the utilities, even worse. I mean, honestly, if you've paid it, you're fine.
Yeah.
And very rarely is somebody actually saying, oh, gee, you know, did you pay your utility bill? I have proof.
Well, they'll tell you if you didn't pay it, by
exactly,
the way.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Look, I know your spring cleaning checklist also includes consolidating accounts. I want to ask you about this. Say you have a retirement account from an old job. It's been sitting around for years, not doing anything. You can't contribute to it. Is it really important to roll it over into a new one?
You know, is it important? Is it going to hurt you not to? No, it's not going to hurt you. But I will say that those orphan accounts often don't get enough attention. And that means they're sort of hanging out there. You haven't actually managed that account. You haven't looked at it in a while. So one of the reasons I love actually consolidation is that it makes it easier to manage. It makes it more likely that you're going to rebalance all of your money at once. And I would even say that for some people who have a lot of different bank accounts for some weird reason, sometimes when you consolidate your bank accounts, you can get some free benefits. You get up over a minimum and you get rid of charges. So take a look at consolidating those accounts.
All right. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Thank you very much. I need a shredder, Jill.
Oh, I'm going to get you one for the holidays.
You're listening to Here and Now.